He was in the process of lowering the newspaper to ask Ron and Hermione's opinions when a deafening crack echoed around the kitchen. For the first time in 3 days, Harry had forgotten all about Creature. His immediate thought was that Lupin had burst back into the room, and for a split second, he did not take in the mass of struggling limbs that had appeared out of thin air right beside his chair. He hurried to his feet as Creature disentangled himself and, bowing low to Harry, croaked,
"Creature has returned with the thief Mundungus Fletcher, master."
Mundungus scrambled up and pulled out his wand. Hermione, however, was too quick for him.
"Expelliarmus!"
Mundungus's wand soared into the air and Hermione caught it. Wild-eyed, Mundungus dived for the stairs. Ron rugby tackled him and Mundungus hit the stone floor with a muffled crunch.
"What?"
he bellowed, writhing in his attempts to free himself from Ron's grip.
"What have I done? Setting a bleeding ourself on me? What are you playing at? What have I done? Let me go, let me go, or..."
"You're not in much of a position to make threats," said Harry. He threw aside the newspaper, crossed the kitchen in a few strides, and dropped to his knees beside Mundungus, who stopped struggling and looked terrified. Ron got up, panting, and watched as Harry pointed his wand deliberately at Mundungus's nose. Mundungus stank of stale sweat and tobacco smoke. His hair was matted and his robe stained.
"Creature apologizes for the delay in bringing the thief, master," croaked the elf. "Fletcher knows how to avoid capture, has many hidey holes and accomplices. Nevertheless, Creature cornered the thief in the end."
"You've done really well, Creature," said Harry, and the elf bowed low. "Right, we've got a few questions for you," Harry told Mundungus, who shouted at once.
"I panicked, okay? I never wanted to come along, no offence, mate, but I never volunteered to die for you, and that was bleeding you-know-who come flying at me. Anyone would have got out of there. I said all along, I didn't want to do it."
"For your information, none of the rest of us disapparated," said Hermione.
"Well, you're a bunch of bleeding heroes then, aren't you? But I never pretended I was up for killing myself."
"We're not interested in why you ran out on Mad-Eye," said Harry, moving his wand a little closer to Mundungus's baggy, bloodshot eyes. "We already knew you were an unreliable bit of scum."
"Well then, why the hell am I being hunted down by house elves? Or is this about them goblets again? I ain't got none of them left, or you could have them."
"It's not about the goblets either, although you're getting warmer," said Harry. "Shut up and listen."